Hello, everyone. Welcome to Doors and Corners. I'm Brian, and with me is Zach, and we just wanted to introduce ourselves and tell you a little bit about our show, this podcast we are calling Doors and Corners. So I'm going to hand it to Zach to explain our title before we get into ourselves a little bit.
In this Doors and Corners sci-fi fantasy film commentaries, we chose that title because, especially that second part, because we're going to be doing sci-fi and fantasy film commentaries. The first part, though, Doors and Corners, comes from a book series and television series that's rather close to Brian and mine's heart, called The Expanse. And those of you who have seen it may know what we're talking about. Those of you who have read it certainly know what we're talking about, as goodness knows it's repeated enough times. Doors and Corners is a certain mantra. Doors and Corners is a warning, but also kind of a philosophy of, involving breach and clear exercises that cops do. When you're going into a place for breach and clear, or you're just going into a place that you don't know, always be checking the doors and corners, because that's where surprises are going to come from. That's where people are going to come from. And that's where they're going to get you. So we chose it because we love The Expanse, and we chose it because we love looking at the little details. We love keeping an eye out as we're going into new things. And a lot of the films that we're going to be looking at are relatively unknown to us. One or the other is usually going in having not seen it in a long time, or sometimes having not seen it at all. I would also like to add special recognition to the logo that we've chosen. That was designed by a family member of mine who goes by the social media handle of The Artsy Goblin. So as she starts to get things up and running, an incredibly talented artist, her other work will be available under the name of Artsy Goblin. And you'll also see the slight influence of our title, Doors and Corners, being a detective noir style with a fedora hat reaching in through a door. And she did an amazing job on that.
Yeah, it really turned out well. Yeah, we went through several back and forth iterations on that logo, and she nailed it. So I hope she knows how much we appreciate that, and hope that this can help maybe spread the word about her talent a little bit. So again, this is Brian. I just wanted to talk just for a minute about myself, so you get to know a little bit about who I am and my background and film criticism, just love of this stuff. I am a 80s and 90s kid, just for generational context, raised by two awesome nerd parents, but mostly my mom, who is a drama major, somebody who just, from the earliest memories I have, instilled in me a love of story, a love of film, a love of performance, you know, the technical aspects of what makes a movie good. I love film because it is such a melding of art and the visuals, the audio, the pacing, the editing, the way that a story works, watching a good actor or actress, you know, do their thing, have their performance of bringing a character to life where, you know, either they vanish and the character comes out, or in some really famous actors' cases where it's just kind of always them, but they're so amazing that you can watch them all day. She definitely instilled that in me, and I to this day, I'm thankful for that, and it holds true. You can ask any of my kids, and they'll tell you, "Dad, we just want to enjoy the movie. We don't want to always have to know all the things about it." So I try to save that for the second viewing and just let them enjoy it the first time, but not always. other than that, just the power of story, to focus on story for a second, I would have trouble fully explaining how important a story is to me, how powerful it is to share an idea, to teleport you somewhere through character and through the setting that can be brought to life through words and images and sounds. and performance. I love books also. Books have a unique place in storytelling, but movies, when they're done well, can combine that with all the other aspects of film and just create something magical. I know that that's kind of an overused cliche thing, that, you know, the movie magic, but when it's done right, I think it almost is. It is almost magic. It's like a magic act to take an audience on a journey. So between that and then science fiction in general, which I know we're doing sci-fi and fantasy films here, and Zach will talk about that also, but I am more of a sci-fi guy. I enjoy and I appreciate fantasy. I've read several books, not nearly as many as Zach has, and I've seen quite a few fantasy films, and again, not nearly as many as Zach, but sci-fi always had a magic for me. I mean, I grew up in a household where anytime the original series of Star Trek or the original Lost in Space or a VHS copy of Star Wars was constantly, you know, going, and it was something special, and just I remember being transported to these fantastical worlds where you could create exactly what you wanted to make the point you did. And just the amazing power of that. Plus, I'm not going to lie, as a young boy, watching an X-Wing fly around and dogfight with a TIE fighter, and watching the Enterprise, you know, chase and be chased by the Reliant through the Mutara Nebula was something that was just so exciting and got my adrenaline and imagination going in a way that few other things could. So that is... ever since I was a kid, that stuck with me, and I get giddy about good sci-fi to this day. As a middle-aged man, I still get emotional in the theater at certain cues and themes. So that's a little bit about me. Zach, what about you?
Well, in a similar vein to you, I was really instilled with a love of science fiction and fantasy through my parents. I should also state that Brian and I have a age difference of, what is it, 10 or 12 years?
I think.
But
almost exactly 10.
Almost exactly 10. I'm a late 90s, early 2000s kid. So we have some slightly different viewpoints on things, slightly different nostalgias on things as well. But I was doomed to be a nerd, or should I say destined to be a nerd, from a very young age. My mother was a huge fan of Star Wars and E.T. My father was a huge fan of Star Trek and 2001 A Space Odyssey. He is also an absolute fanatic for J.R.R. Tolkien, as well as C.S. Lewis. So that's what I was raised on. There wasn't a time when I can't remember... if we needed to be entertained, if me and my three big sisters just needed something to distract us, that we weren't putting on Indiana Jones, that we weren't putting on Star Wars, that we weren't putting on some of those early superhero movies, such as the 89 Batman, The Rocketeer. That one is the one very close to my heart. And as kind of life progressed, I found myself really interested in film, to the point of where I thought about wanting to go into film production. I wanted to direct, and then a little bit later I realized that no, I didn't. I wanted to be in cinematography. And I'm still mildly involved in that in some more amateur ways, helping friends with streaming and working some events and organizations with cameras. But I began to really understand what made a good film good and a bad film bad, mostly because of Batman movies. In particular, I remember seeing Batman and Robin as a very young man and kind of understanding, this isn't very good. And then I remember being in my early teens and seeing Batman Begins and going, this is really good. And with that was a heavy influence from my father. And the way that he would point out little things in movies, little details about what made a shot so special, what made directing good, what made line delivery good. And it just grew into this thing that has existed within me, this love of visual storytelling. And I think that if I had to name a passion that has been put in my life since the beginning, it would be storytelling. That is my great passion in life. My job, my career, my work is there to facilitate my love of storytelling. And in that, I write. I think of myself as an author. And maybe one day I'll try and, like, advertise something I've written on here, but today is not that day. But it is still a huge part of my life, and I tend to look at a lot of film, television, and things, and think about them from a storytelling perspective. And that helps me to see what the original writer and what the director are going for, but also I see things that maybe could have been fixed. Maybe could have been a little bit better with this one little tweak, which it's easy to be a reviewer and hard to be a creator. I understand, but that's just kind of who I am. I like reviewing things. I like commentating on how things could have been a little bit better. So you'll probably hear that from me if you decide to continue listening. And like Brian said, storytelling is the lifeblood of human culture in every culture. It is the single greatest way that people have passed on traditions and histories. And I love recognizing its importance. And when Brian invited me to do this and kind of celebrate that, I couldn't help but jump on board. Back to you, Brian.
Well, I am thrilled to have you. Zach and I, just for everybody listening to, we've been friends for a long time. I think we're coming up on 20 years now, aren't we, buddy?
Just about 18.
Okay. Yeah.
I remember the first time I met you, it was 2007.
Okay. All right. So we're getting there.
Just seen Vantage Point.
Vantage Point.
It was, what was that? Sigourney Weaver and Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid. It was like, not Randy Quaid, the other one. Yeah.
Oh, who was that one guy? Forrest Whitaker.
Yep. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, talking about that and talking about firearms and then getting into a Captain America versus Batman conversation at Starbucks.
that's a good one.
Good times. But yes, we've been friends for a long time. As much as we do have differences, we also have a very shared love and passion. And ultimately, I just wanted an excuse to hang out with my friend and watch movies together. At the time of recording this, we don't live locally to each other anymore. And with the separation, it was... I missed my friends, and this was just... And one of the things I missed the most was talking about and experiencing film together. As much as we can see them separately and then talk about them, there's something about watching them together that's something very special. So that simple idea was really just the basis of this. And ultimately, we want that to be what this feels like, what this podcast feels like, that you're just watching a movie with us, that we're not trying to be, you know, professional reviewers, but to share passion, to point out things that we've seen, to suggest, you know, oh, what if they had done this or that, or wasn't it amazing what the choice was here and how well it worked? But both good and bad is kind of the goal here. Before I get going too much, though, we should talk about guests, because we've recorded a few of these at the time of recording this intro, and other than one of them, we've had a guest every time. The main guest you'll be hearing from the most is our friend Patrick, who we have known for many, many years. He is actually my wife's cousin and just a good friend of Zach, but not quite as much of a nerd as us, I feel, but it's still somebody who very much appreciates it. He loves Star Wars and Star Trek. He'll be on pretty much any time we do either one of those franchises. And always has just interesting things to say. He's not quite as chatty as either Zach or I, but when he does speak, there's usually something really good to have there. So you will definitely be seeing, and well, not seeing, hearing from him on a regular basis. And I believe, Zach, we might have other guests occasionally, correct?
We have spoken about a couple of guests. We have that we hope to have around more often. We have a mutual friend through whom I met Brian many, many years ago, a surrogate brother of mine by the name of Dan, who is very smart when it comes to film and story and human nature, a very wise man, though also not a huge nerd, you could say. He likes science fiction, he likes fantasy. I also hope to have my wife on. Brian has also mentioned wanting his wife on, both of which are incredibly insightful and intelligent people who would bring so much to the table, depending on which movie they decide that they would like to sit with us through. I'm especially excited about the movies that I'll be able to get my wife on and her professional opinions on, with her role in psychology and therapy and understanding human nature. Then hopefully others who just share a passion for some certain story or movie.
Yeah, I'm, as much as ultimately this originally was conceived as just Zach and I, we are both blessed with so many wonderful people in our lives that we would love the opportunity to share this with. And hopefully as this goes on, we'll be able to explore that.
Agreed. And one of the pieces that we wanted to address is the fact that Brian and I, we have a lot of similar things, but we'll also disagree in terms of our opinions. But in that, we do have opinions. Personal bias is a real thing. We don't want to ignore it, but we also want this to be our genuine thoughts and feelings about the films that we're going to be watching. So you may hear a lot of things that you don't agree with, or you think, well, that's a stupid opinion. We're going to have stupid opinions. And some of these movies that aren't necessarily the greatest movies in the world, we're going to love some terrible movies. And we're going to find some terrible movies to, or some movies that you may consider to be good, we may find genuinely terrible. So might there be hurt feelings? We hope not. But we do want to prepare you for the fact that our opinions will very likely differ from yours.
Well, that is hopefully the beauty of this whole thing. I know that the internet has both brought people together and created some pretty interesting little echo chambers of opinions in entertainment. I'll leave everything else on the side, but in entertainment. And I, as much as I have very strong feelings, I definitely hope that you'll hear it in the way that Zach and I and any guest we have talk, that there is room to disagree. There is room to have different takes and not have that ever become something that's personal or something that is, your opinion is wrong. There are objective things that I think are good and bad, or better or worse, especially in film and technical aspects and writing aspects and acting. But there's way more room for opinion than there is those hard lines. And ultimately, we just want to celebrate this love that we all have for exploring stories within the genres of science fiction and fantasy. And wrapped up in that will be plenty of superheroes also, which, depending on who you ask, could be either one, but I tend to think of it more as science fiction. I think Zach agrees, but yeah.
To an extent, yes. The definition of superhero between sci-fi and fantasy, the line is so blurred that it's almost its own genre, and we considered incorporating it into the title, but it was already wordy enough.
It's true. It's true.
Superheroes are incredibly close to my heart. Not one of the only, but the first major writing project I ever finished as an author that I was legitimately proud of was superhero-based. And we're keeping it slow in our introduction of superheroes into this, but they're going to get in there, and we're going to have a lot to say about them.
Yeah, I can't wait. I will say we have a long list of films to get to for anybody listening. And if we aren't getting to a movie you would love to hear quickly enough, please be patient. We probably will get there. We have just about every good, bad, and in-between sci-fi, fantasy, superhero, modern, all the way back to the 30s and 40s. So we hope to be doing this for a while, and I would just say be patient if you're waiting for a film, or feel free to leave it in comments wherever you happen to be listening to this, and we will be reading those. But it's going to be fun getting through this. And as far as the ratios go, Zach, why don't you talk a little bit about our philosophy there?
Well, the thing is, there are so many films out there. Unfortunately, we're going to be unable to get to TV shows as much as we would love to. Maybe someday in the future, but that's enough in the future that we're not even going to speculate on what that may look like. But there is so much more in terms of film, science fiction, than there is fantasy. And so we are going to be having a slightly staggered ratio when it comes to them, because science fiction and fantasy, it's in the title. You're going to expect both of those. But for about every four sci-fi films we have, we're going to have one fantasy. And then with superheroes strewn in there. It's the math just adds up that way. So if you're here purely for fantasy, for things like Lord of the Rings or Clash of the Titans, then you might have to wait a little bit, unfortunately. But we're going to get to as many as we can. And we're even going to get to some classics.
Well, speaking of classics, many of the films that we want to watch have original versions and remakes and or reboots, depending on how you look at them. There are examples where the remake or the reboot is genuinely an improvement. There are many other examples where it is not. But we are going to try to, as much as often, kind of group those together because the contrast is fun. And we already have on the schedule a few of those. But for anybody interested in kind of that contrast, do look forward to those, and know that generally speaking, if you see an episode come out that's an original, like for instance, one of my favorite films ever made in science fiction is The Day the Earth Stood Still, and that is on our schedule. But there was a remake made with Keanu Reeves later. We will be doing those back to back, so you will only have to wait a week if you want to hear our thoughts on the newer version. But yeah, we're looking forward to that specifically. That's a fun contrast, and especially film has been out long enough that we have the time and technology and the advancement of so many things where I think it'll be interesting to see where the remake really nailed it versus where it kind of missed the entire point of the original.
Yep. That's going to be a fun one. As to the general format that we're aiming for, it's essentially a couple of people sitting down, watching a movie and discussing it. It's meant to be casual. It's meant to be free-flowing. And you're going to hear us stutter. You're going to hear us You're going to hear us interrupt each other. So expect that and know what you're in for, because I think it's going to be a real good time.
As for schedule, we are aiming to release a new episode every Friday. I can't promise we will never miss that, but that is our goal. And right now it's looking good to launch this and get right into a new episode every Friday. Hopefully the goal there would be, if you like hanging out with us, you'll have the weekend to sit down and watch the movie with us. So if that does ever change, we'll of course announce that somehow. But for the time being, that should be our schedule moving forward.
Yes, indeed. Now, I do also want to mention that some of the movies we're going to be watching are going to be R-rated or have other content, and we may discuss some of this, we may comment on it. If you don't want to watch any of those movies, then don't. We ourselves may have occasional language. We try and keep things family-friendly, but there might be a comment here or there or a word here or there. But otherwise, I think that's about all. We're good to wrap up. What do you think, Brian? Anything else you'd like to mention?
No, I think we nailed it. We were trying to keep this episode fairly short and concise. But yeah, I just wanted to, again, let you know kind of who we are and what we're hoping to do here. We are excited about this. I can't even begin to say how excited I am about doing this. I'm looking forward to Fridays every time now. Even films that I would not necessarily love, I'm just looking forward to watching them with Zach and whoever else might be with us. And we certainly are glad you're here and hope you'll stick with us.
Agreed. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to this short prologue of Doors and Corners, Sci-Fi and Fantasy Film Commentaries. And once again, if you want to understand Doors and Corners, go read or watch The Expanse. Highly recommend it.
Highly recommended.
All right, thank you, everyone, and have a good rest of your night.
Thank you.
There's doors and corners, kid. If you don't clear the room, if you don't come in slow...